Imagine a world where differences bring us closer instead of tearing us apart. In an era of unprecedented polarization, where 67% of Americans feel anxious discussing their views publicly, Justin Jones Fosu offers a revolutionary perspective. Disagreement can be a bridge rather than a barrier. We've all experienced the holiday dinner that erupted into political warfare, the friendship that fractured over a trivial opinion, or the workplace tension that simmered beneath forced politeness. These aren't isolated incidents, but symptoms of a deeper crisis in how we handle differences. What if there was another way? What if we could disagree while maintaining or even strengthening our connections? This isn't just idealistic thinking. It's a practical approach with profound implications for our relationships, workplaces, and society. We've all seen simple differences spiral into lasting damage. Take Jen and Alicia's friendship that ended when Jen's movie critique questioned Alicia's judgment, triggering defensiveness that created a permanent rift. Or Mike and Henrietta, where Mike avoided direct disagreement, instead sharing concerns with everyone except her, creating what Jones Fosu calls a disrespectful agreement that poisoned their department. Consider also the Baker family Christmas, where siblings turned political discussion into personal attacks until a child broke down in tears, a scene familiar to 40% of Americans who've experienced similar holiday conflicts. These stories highlight our fundamental problem. We either retreat into silence for false harmony or become trapped in destructive conflict. The four responses model shows our typical reactions: respectful agreement, ideal but rare; disrespectful agreement, passive-aggressive behavior; respectful disagreement, constructive dialogue; and disrespectful disagreement, hostile conflict. Most of us oscillate between attacking others' views and pretending to agree while harboring resentment, serving neither our relationships nor truth. Beyond Aretha Franklin's iconic demand, today's divided world needs golden respect. This isn't conventional respect that must be earned. Instead, it offers dignity to everyone, regardless of behavior, communicates honestly to help, not harm, values humanity even when disagreeing with beliefs, and views conflict as an opportunity for growth. Power dynamics significantly impact disagreements. When the powerful control the narrative, others' concerns are dismissed, preventing fair resolution and harming emotional well-being. Cultural backgrounds also shape our understanding of respect. What feels like camaraderie in one context might feel disrespectful in another. Many workplaces suffer from surface-level respect, where people politely agree in meetings while harboring resentment. Are we merely humoring people or truly humanizing them? Even facing disrespect, we can respond with dignity. Viktor Frankl discovered that even in a concentration camp, he retained the freedom to choose his attitude. Similarly, during a 2020 Black Lives Matter protest, Patrick Hutchinson rescued an injured white counter-protester despite their political differences. These examples show that respect isn't earned. It's given as a testament to our own humanity. Our approach to disagreement is profoundly shaped by our personal histories. Jones Fosu shares his experience growing up between cities after his parents' divorce, facing financial instability and homelessness. The most influential moments were painful ones, particularly abuse from his older brother. After years of hiding this trauma, he eventually forgave his brother, freeing himself from toxic emotions. Through therapy, he discovered his fight mode in disagreements stemmed from his determination never to be controlled again. This revelation highlights a crucial insight. Understanding our own stories is essential for respectful disagreement. Life disagreement markers, LDMs, help identify pivotal experiences that influence our conflict patterns. Our family environment serves as our first classroom for handling disagreements, with these patterns continuing into adulthood. We must also confront naive realism, the belief we see the world objectively, while others who disagree must be uninformed or biased. We each believe our perspective represents reality, forgetting how different upbringings shaped our views. Research shows organizations thrive when diverse opinions can be shared freely with underlying respect rather than prioritizing superficial agreement. The foundation of respectful disagreement rests on five essential pillars. The first pillar, challenge your perspective, recognizes how our perception shapes interactions. The three-self model illustrates how self-perception influences responses. The inferior self breeds passive aggression from insecurity. The superior self dehumanizes others through inflated self-worth. And the equal self balances compassion with conviction while making space for others' views. The second pillar, be the student, embraces a learner's mindset. Jones Fosu's mentor in Kenya advised him to be a fly on the wall, showing that focusing solely on teaching means missing opportunities to learn. The inverted U concept suggests optimal learning occurs at the balance between knowing nothing and everything. True listening employs the power of three approach, allowing speakers to express themselves three times before responding. Cultivate your curiosity, the third pillar, challenges our tendency to avoid people outside our comfort zones. Like habitually taking the same highway exit, we avoid truly knowing others. The dotted line dilemma occurs when we complete incomplete information with assumptions rather than facts. By approaching people with childlike wonder, we transform interactions from presumptive to exploratory. Knowing principles is one thing, applying them is another. Jones Fosu provides practical strategies, emphasizing that mastery requires deliberate practice. The communication medium matters. Speaking directly enhances humanization more than writing, as hearing someone's voice activates different neural pathways that create emotional resonance. The author suggests asking permission before sharing viewpoints to create psychological safety. His QS method involves asking consent for feedback, question, followed by acknowledging good intentions, statement. Four implementation actions include sharing insights with someone close, practicing with trusted people before expanding outward, taking the Choose Your Own Circles of Grace challenge by learning about groups you disagree with, and trying the No Disagreement challenge by focusing on questions rather than counterarguments. The Tortoise Principle emphasizes starting small with consistent actions to create lasting change. Even experts falter. Jones Fosu once disrespectfully disagreed with a friend about gender ratios on a hiking trip. After recognizing his error, he apologized and acknowledged his friend's perspective, demonstrating that recovery through genuine apology is crucial when we inevitably make mistakes. The human library concept, where individuals become books available to be borrowed by others interested in their unique stories, exemplifies the transformative potential of respectful disagreement. Created in Denmark and now spanning 80-plus countries, this initiative breaks stereotypes through face-to-face interactions, fostering empathy across social divides. Nelson Mandela's response to the Boy Patong massacre demonstrates this principle in action. Despite 45 deaths, Mandela chose patience and empathy, leading to the 1993 interim constitution and South Africa's first democratic elections. His Truth and Reconciliation Commission became a global model for healing divided societies. In a world where 25% of the population lives in conflict zones and political opponents are increasingly viewed as enemies, I Respectfully Disagree offers a timely alternative. By seeing the humanity in those we disagree with, we transform our conversations and relationships. This isn't about saying all the right things, but speaking from the right heart, seeing the person beyond the opinion, and recognizing our shared humanity despite our differences.